Nightly protests on Idaho's Highway 12 delayed but did not stop a huge piece of oil equipment crossing the state. The so-called megalode passed through a scenic river corridor and entered Montana on Friday. Now, the Nez Perce tribe is asking a federal judge to prevent more extra-large shipments. Jessica Robinson reports.
The Nez Perce tribe and Idaho Rivers United are suing the U.S. Forest Service for not stopping the enormous truckload. The narrow, twisty highway route passes through the tribe's reservation and a federally protected corridor that contains many tribal religious and cultural sites. Earlier this year, a federal judge said the Forest Service has the authority to review permits for megaloads, and the agency has said it has not approved this shipment. But this month, when an Oregon shipper decided to push through anyway, the federal agency said it didn't actually have the authority to stop it. Of course, for this megaload, it's now a moot point. The two-story, 250-foot-long water evaporator has left Idaho and is headed for Alberta, Canada. At least 32 Nez Perce tribal members and other activists were arrested trying to block its late-night passage on Highway 12. Now another load is in the pipeline. A spokeswoman for Hillsboro-based Omega Morgan says the company hopes to start moving a second load around the end of the month. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.